Smash the glass!
I hate it when the fucking J train does that. It's like
you. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. That's just the worst.
He'll figure it out, kids. So.
Very cool. We're excited. Look, I need a little baby mic. Oh yeah, I'm gonna do it tomorrow. Because I haven't had time to go make a space.
Where is that at? I'll go with you. What are
it's
we doing
like
tomorrow?
My
house. Is it really?
Yeah, it's
I want to go. I know, yeah.
It's cool.
Okay. How dare you say that the fucking that nerds are bad candy?
I love
nerds. I'm pretty sure we all meant that nerds are bad.
No, I told Ben nerds are bad candy.
No, I disagree.
I think nerds are bad and you call them bad candy.
Candy ass grander. Alright, so guys, we're here. Let's
play this turn. Good to see everyone again.
Glad to be here. Okay, sure. That is totally fine. Oh, right. So there's going to be a little bit of retconning going on because I was so cracked the fuck out last time that I'm just retconning a little bit of what's going on. Okay, so yeah, just point of order. Actually, none really. I think we should just get going.
Well, Eddie said he had something.
So, okay. I think the order of events we did was I gave my monologue, it was the recap, then the theme song, like, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, are
you
on this game?
Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
So, this last time we were headed to Fistbone Flower Island, and there's some contested folklore around, so we're not really sure what the petals really mean exactly. It's sort of like wishy-washy. There's a six-petal variety.
First
Bone Flower Island, sorry. The first bone flower, the Myopians said that these flowers are the doors to talk to spirits. And so we landed. Teddy was reading with his familiar Professor Noodle, who is a raccoon. Tiffany is out on the crow's nest plucking daisies saying, does he love me? He loves me not. Like, does he love me? Things like that. Bobby and Jobin were watching the front. Dolo was in the back. Bobby reveals that he was a disgrace to Troop 67. He didn't tell his parents because he didn't want to disappoint them. And it's really sad. Jobin doesn't trust anyone else in this party.
Yeah.
And Jobin goes into the mess hall. And we meet Scabbers, who's the mess hall attendant. His name is Scabbers Santiago Rodrigo. He was like a friend of one of the boys who I adopted.
Sure.
Adopted is the right word. Teddy reveals that magic is broken right now, so he gives some indication he sort of knows what's going on. And Jobin reveals a super great bottle glass? What the fuck?
Bottle glass is not one of my.
No, I know, but a great GONA is what I. Grandma Gima. Gima. It was Gima.
Yeah, my
His great. Grandma, Irma bottle glass.
I call her my go-no.
that's why I wrote that down.
Now.
Okay.
That's what it is now.
Was a magician, so he like wants to defy his role, whatever.
Wait,
a game note. Phoebe used to cut her belly button.
Wait, we what? Call her belly button Lala.
Yes.
It's the foundational myth of our love life.
It's not a myth. It's reality. I had to cut a little hole in my onesie.
Yes, that's what it was.
That's what
it
was.
She
said
it was
better for
onesie.
No. The what we learned after I said my last name was that my great ancestor, not my great 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 Gono was.
No, Gona and Gona.
Was like the absolute authority on the religion surrounding the Ocean Winder, and was like the protector of harmony in the land. A wise person, the rabbi.
Okay, so we're all going out. We jump off the ship. The boys run us up on land, and we go to try and find the right flower that will give us some insight into what's going on. Tiffany discovers a Y-looking stick, which Teddy knows is a divining rod that he can use. He can't use, but Jobin might be able to. So Jobin is able to use it, and we end up finding the 7-petal flower. And it smells like hot tea and old furniture at his aunt's house, and he feels very nostalgic. It was a moment for Jobin. Jobin plucks the flower, finds a key and a hole in the ground, and opens up the keyhole. So we all jump in. We get swirled down onto the hard floor. Tiffany casts light, and we see this guy in the corner.
Yeah.
Bobby asks if he wants his chest wound healed, and now we have a boss fight.
I do good.
Wait, can you just put that for a second? Oh, I'm good. I'm trying to log in.
Morphine. Oh, Marfine, sorry.
Yeah.
In my head, yeah.
Alright, so we can't see him.
It's common knowledge. It's like knowing even if you're not, like, Jewish but Hanukkah. Like it's a cultural tradition that even if you don't participate in it.
So why wouldn't I know?
No, you do that.
Oh,
you
sorry.
Do that. I didn't know about...
That would be like, oh, is that...
Okay. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. What do we know about Morphine?
Okay. And everybody?
Let's turn it on. Two questions.
Okay.
Let's turn it on.
Okay.
Okay.
Might be music.
This is the main theme.
She was here last
time.
Chapter 3. Shape of the air. We cannot see the air, but we know that it's all around us. Sitting almost. Breathing. All encompassing. It begs the question, how can something exist if no one can describe what it looks like? The air moves in all corners of Britannica, but no one could draw you a picture of it. Sure, the leaves blow, dust clouds roll by, and cats swing flies that bob in and out of a breeze. But the qualitative state of what the air is remains largely undescribable. It is said that the ancient Britannicans looked to Marpine, said to be the physical manifestation of the element, in order to receive good fortune from the movement of Britannica's air. While other deities made loud sport of their tributes, allegedly making vocal demands for sacrifices, gifts, and all forms of pomp and circumstance, Marpine was as sweet as the air itself. You knew how to please him. He'd sing song and do dances, hold rituals and say bespoke prayers, but Marpine rarely showed himself. If ever, In fact, it is said that in Gaul, 2,900 years ago, there was an elephantine druid who managed to contact Markheim by sitting quietly on a hillside for 40 days. But upon viewing him directly, he passed out, only to recall the feeling of pulsing nerves and a tightness in his chest. Maybe, as the druid later wrote in their journals, I cannot recall that which has no description, only the reaction. It is this sentiment that colored certain sightings of Markheim throughout history, and the history of ancient Britannica. Those sightings of him are few and far, and eventually, perhaps the lack of physical form and the perhaps the lack of physical form and high circumstance of the air made the pursuit of summoning him far too taxing. It's hard to say. Maybe folks decided the air just blew on its own. People tend to forget what they can't see. So basically, you find yourselves now, if you recall, the bottom. Large cavern, it's sort of like a large circular tunnel, and the bottom's wet. Very dark. Cast light?
Yeah.
Has cast light, and basically is it dim? What color is the light that Tiffany created?
Lavender.
Yeah, I'm picturing it's like YouTube, it's really weird. So there's like this dull, like sort of like a black light quality to it. And you see that the ceiling is in fact covered in like a weird looking sort of tights kind of thing. The ground is sort of like a very almost cloudy pool, about an inch thick. So maybe like the middle of the shot, the middle of the shoe is all that. Straight ahead. Seems to be sort of chalk-like substance drawing a bull on the wall. About even a common person. Maybe like, let's say, the way that someone in our era would understand the basic rites of what maybe an ancient Egyptian religion might be. Sort of, would come to recognize, oh, that's Markheim. Like, that's a drawing of Markheim. But in reality, the common understanding of it probably extends to just that. Unless you're somebody like Jobin, who has a more sort of practical thing of what an ancient religion could be. Yes, I can.
I've read some books.
Yeah, that's my rod.
Oh. Sorry.
I wanted
to cast prestidigitation to make the sound of a rim shot. Anyway.
Rim shot is hard. But no one knows what it is.
What is that?
I say, well, if this truly is the god of the wind, we have to get our way out of here quick.
What is he?
He's not spirit. He and the other spirits used to wreak havoc upon the world, and mankind wasn't able to control the elements. That's one of the reasons why no one can ever travel the sea.
Is that a heartbeat?
Why did you say that?
Used to roam free until my ancestors trapped them and the other spirits where they'd lie dormant.
Dormant?
Dormant. Not dormant. Not hello, but.
Yeah, like.
Yeah.
Do I hear the hurricane coming from anywhere in particular?
Everybody's sort of.
The dowsing rod led us here. This can't just be an afterthought. This has to be where they sealed Markheim's spirit.
Lindis Wind.
We should get out of here.
The result of gravitational effects on the planet. That there's no spirit that controls it any more than spirits have control of sunlight.
Teddy, you were looking for this book for a reason. It wasn't because you didn't believe in something more than what you see in front of you. Now, nobody touch anything. Let's just calmly back away and see if we can climb back up the hole. Don't touch.
I'm not touching
anything.
I said, get up there. You for
me?
Yeah.
Well, hold on.
I don't have my punch bag yet.
Dola, what are you talking about? Don't touch it.
We just fell straight down a hole, didn't we? Is there any kind of
thing? I have a rope attached.
You're the rope attached. Good.
Let's go back up the rope. This is a creature of power. We don't know even.
The wall
is
slimy.
Ben, I'd like to.
Don't touch the wall!
What? You said to go out. Everything was a decline.
I'd like to cast the type magic to get a sense of what magic is present. The glyph.
Manifest in a drawing, like it's not just it.
Would I be able to identify it as a certain school, like protective magic or some kind of history or archive? Okay. Arcana is 23.
Okay.
And history is 19.
Okay. So, y'all basically see this shit. Drivable. That's cut out to sort of a T-shape inside. It's a heart. Like an exposed heart, as if it's coming out of the chest of a human. And, Teddy's insight into the vision sort of allows him to not see fully through the surface, but see the idea of a heart beating underneath it. And, furthermore, it is moving, it is beating. And the sound of the divine rod becomes clearer to you as you recall what you've read through the book. Like, even just looking at the, because there's pictures inside of the ocean wander, then you can't read ancient enchantment.
I'm able to retain the
images. You're able to retain the images. And in the images, you see a man in a hood. It is the same color as the drawing, which is this sort of aquamarine color. It's not like this, but it's like more, it's like this color. It's like a teal blue, sort of waving the divining rod around his head. And so you have sort of the cursory knowledge of like what these sort of movements are, but you don't know the significance of what it is.
Jobin, I want you to try and do what I'm doing here. And I take out my wand and I start trying to mimic the motion I recall from the book. Can you try and do this? Just to see what happens?
What? I want to go!
Jobin, I saw this in books. I remember this image. Someone is here. Someone is meant to be doing something here. I think this is where we meet.
This isn't the time for books!
What is this time for?
It's a good question, actually. At least tell me if moving it this way makes it easier to hold off.
Why? You don't need to demonstrate the act of persuading them. How condescending are you, you fuck?
Jobin, just do it!
I'm not gonna do it!
Don't
try. Ah! Oh, shit! It starts moving itself independently around Jobin's head. I just want to be clear! I'm not doing this because you told me to!
You did it! You're a reluctant hero!
Oh, shit!
I've read Joseph Campbell.
As the camera zooms in on Teddy's face, it zooms back into Jobin. As suddenly, Jobin.
Oh,
The world begins to grow darker and darker and darker. As all of a sudden, Robin finds himself away. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the.
The ropes, the rope tell.
You are suddenly a mile long pool of teal water. All of a sudden, from the bottom of the glowing pool, three, but to you, a commoner, appear to be dwarves, appear from the bottom of like some. It's kind of like it opens up, it's like the water sort of jiggles, and three forms. One of them has a massive head.
Yeah.
It's like the kind that's in the
grocery
store. And there's a little eyeball sort of up the top crest. And wearing long, sort of flowing into the robes. Sort of a similar head to the sort of random shape. Suit of armor. And it's holding a long, listening broadsword. And on the far other side, there is. Well, they're fucking right down here. Okay. There is a woman who sort of in a similar sort of stout stature. Has long, glowing blonde hair. So the gentleman in the center is holding a sword, and the guy on the far right has a glass that are connected and is holding a book. It's like a glowing book. And they speak in unison. And the woman is holding a harp.
Right.
And it's a 5-string harp.
Right.
Sorry, a 4-string harp. Wait, what are we? 4-string harp.
Right.
Sorry. And so they're sort of sitting there. What's your first name?
Before I tell you my name, I'll tell you yours. My mother's or my aunt's stories. Spud, the Magnum Arm.
Oh God, we always have.
Wait, the Spud, the Knight.
The Spud, the Knight, and the Marm.
I drew them.
I don't appreciate such common names, for as glorious as we are, but yes, that is what. Why? No, but he always has an attention. Oh, goodness.
All right, Everett.
We know who you are, they say in unison. Jobin.
Yeah.
On a normal day, I'm going to come in and happy to see you. But on a day like today, we would say that we were worried.
Why?
Because you're not the first to come here, Job, and bottle glass down fire.
What?
We're worried you're not going to be last.
What do you mean? I don't know much, and I don't want to party.
Silence! It's very loud.
Please, my God, stop!
Jobin Bottle Glass Doubtfire.
Yep.
Are you aware that you're the 15th person who's come here to this place, telling us the significance of their life and their place in this attempt to do something about anything? Yes, that's what they all say. Play our music! Jeff. Listen, the first 14 times some great hero came here saying he would be the one to restore, or she would be the one to restore the natural order of the world, we gave a whole speech about the order of events and how the cosmos had been destroyed and how you need to go around Britannica finding artifacts and making pacts with the spirits that govern the world. But frankly, we're tired. And we're a bit disheartened. And unsure if anyone can pull this. I mean, imagine giving the speech 14 times. Silence! Jobin, I wanted to ask you one thing. I let Marfheim feed on your bones and skin. Nice. What is the value of one person's life in the world? This is all said by the far left, the other two don't speak. As Julian sort of begins to regain consciousness.
Oh, Jesus.
He does not regain vision. Sort of frozen. If all of this has existed in a matter of seconds.
Where did you go? Spud! Marv!
All of a sudden, Jovan falls to the ground holding the dividing rod.
What happened?
It's as if opening your eyes in a dark room, Jovan finds himself unable to see.
What's going on?
What? You guys are here?
Bobby,
257. Are you okay? 67. Bobby, get me a spot.
A
spot?
I don't have that.
Wait a second, John. Can you just see where else?
How long was I out?
It's been moments.
Oh.
Whole
moments?
Whole moments. How many? More than three. What's the conversion rate from a moment to a second?
I think like 1 to 1.
What did you just
see?
I saw the owners of this spirit, and we're in great danger. Everyone arm yourselves. I don't have time to explain it right now, but this thing is going to get us.
I don't think it's ever so bad.
Yeah, I immediately.
Are we in like a
cow pasture?
It's Marvine.
All of a sudden, in this clearing, in this dome, water sort of begins to spin and forms what ostensibly feels like a barrier around a battlefield. From the center of it. And remember, Jobin, you're falling blind. So you're on checks, you roll the disadvantage.
Yeah.
And on initiative rolls and attack rolls, you all roll the disadvantage. You find yourself all pushed to the outside of a circular area. We should draw.
Dola slides back in anime style. Do you want to draw this?
We will. We're about to take the first break.
All right.
And from the center of the form, and Jobin, imagine pure blackness, except the existence of this.
Does that mean
I fully?
Like I see it in front of me, or like it's blackness, but wherever that is,
wherever it is,
I
you can
see
it.
It. Great.
All of the rest of you can't see.
Fine.
At all. You see a lavender space and Jobin.
Jobin can see the tower if you can. That's so cool.
That's dope. I'm so excited for that.
You have advantage on.
I would only have disadvantage on anything he did to me that wasn't. But if he did something to me and wasn't his body,
it's working pretty well.
So basically, you have to tell everyone where shit is.
Right. Yeah, so we're all
so
have disadvantage on our rolls.
Right. Everybody else has disadvantage besides them.
Including initiative.
Should we roll initiative now before
break? Yes. Roll initiative right now. I've got a nat 20, so.
Yikes.
I know. Roll normal.
Is this a roll now?
Wait, Bobby, you got a 1. What did you get, Jobin?
6.
All right, Dola has to roll. 19.
Yeah. All right, guys, let's take a 10.
Okay.
All right, my man is in Japan right now.
Okay, it is.
How's your progress, Mama?
Horrible. All right, I hear stupid Windows bullshit. It is. Oh my god. It's Teddy, Tiffany, Teddy, yeah. Tiffany, Dola, Jobin, Bobby.
And Ben's our team.
Ben,
I don't want to know what you
are. So,
do you want to fly Tiffany or?
I go. Okay. So basically, this creature takes the form of the drawing. Like off the wall. You all you can see is Mark Pine.
Get up here.
it is your turn.
Okay. And are we all 30 feet away from this thing, or?
About.
Going to start singing, and he's going to fling a chromatic orb in the direction, I guess, of what he hears. So I'm going to miss with disadvantage or something?
Yes.
Alright.
Before I go, use a cantrip.
Yes.
I look out at the tower and I say,
do you not see this right in front of you?
See what?
I'll see shit.
Marvine's coming to life. He's going to kill us all. And, I cast, which allows me to know what his weak point is.
Fuck yeah, Jovan.
Read his script.
Like earth, fire, lightning.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the mechanic of it is it gives the next, it gives the person who casts the person. So it would mean that drone has on the
drone. It's a cantrip. Yeah, you can cast something else as a bonus action, probably.
No, that's not my.
That's all I did. Just click it.
So you didn't do the cantrip?
No. I did
yeah.
it.
But no, watch out, it's going to be small.
Teddy starts singing, and his sort of ethereal song turns into something that sounds similar to the final countdown. And he swings wildly into the air, falling, fall down. Kelby, it is your turn.
So we can't see this guy. How far away? 30 feet?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I cast Hold Person. Is this guy humanoid?
No.
Okay.
I think of it as an elemental.
Okay. I have no fucking clue. I don't know what to do. Is Tiffany sort of stands there screaming? And cast, Dissonant Whispers? Basically, they're screaming, and then I calm myself down a little bit, and just start muttering to myself, like, this is very sensitivity going on in your life, and just starts whispering, and I start to cast, like, almost, like, intuitively dissonant whispers, which is, I whisper a discordant melody that a much wider than range of hearers, range 60 feet. And the target must make a wisdom saving throw. It takes 3d6 psychic damage and must immediately move as far as the speed allows.
Holy shit.
Fuck yeah.
What do I have to go that as?
I doubt that. It's probably 15.
What are my weapons?
Okay. So I would do 3d6. Do I do 3d6 and just take half of that?
You take half of the third one.
You roll two, add them together, and then take half the third one.
Let's say five.
Tiffany, like, what's for something to add? As she's muttering. Like Danny Phantom the whisper sort of going and like a glaze go over the cow.
Sort of medium glaze goes over the cow's eyes, sort of medium rare sort of thing, giving it the need for contact, but nothing too sort of significant. Brilliant. Okay, moving on to the cow's turn.
Oh, yeah.
So, everybody looking to strength saving throw?
Not disadvantage?
Just regular.
Mm-hmm. 14.
Sorry, I'm still playing.
What's your strength modifier?
It'll be
over. Where did my dice go?
Minus one.
Right, so 5.
You're the best of you. 13.
Well, I got 12.
I'm the only one that succeeded. And I had a negative. Well, she's seen it all.
Ah, oh, fuck, I got 12. That's so close.
Eddie, and my blue purse behind you, there's you in the pencil holder.
It's blue. It's cute. The blue one. Yeah, open it. There's pencil holders. That's not where pencils go.
Get it
Look
together,
at the literal
Edward.
Pencil holders. Oh, no, like they have, you know, the two, like,
he doesn't even know how that's to
it.
Use a pencil.
That's it, that is. Yeah. That's a pencil. Yeah.
Thank you, sorry. What's happening? So everybody thrown away. You
can scroll if you just see the bar on the side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then we hit journal.
Hit journal.
Okay.
New page after. Yeah, gives you all the pages.
Okay.
Wait, what happened?
The damage dealt was 8.
18 damage to everyone?
So, everyone is sort of essentially blown towards the wall.
Not me.
Because
I've made the save.
You made the save. Everybody except for Dola, who is blown by the winds.
I have like three. I'm about to die.
She's an air pirate.
I have 22 hit points.
Solid.
Wait, she does 16 damage, though. He does 16.
Alright, I got it, Sheets. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
Wait, I was about. I guess I can't use Cody Marks, but I already know what the damage is.
You probably could.
This is a reaction on a creature. It makes an attack roll. You can expend one use of bardic inspiration and subtract the number from the creature's roll. You can do so after the roll before knowing the result. So.
Right, so yeah, go for it. Go for it.
So what I would do is roll the regular die. Right? Or inspiration, what is it?
I believe that's a 1d4.
Yes.
What damage did you do?
Two.
Bad news for level
4. This doesn't even make much of a difference.
No fucking around in this game.
So I got 2, and that would just be 5 instead of. What is it called?
I rolled an 18.
So then I get 16.
I mean, I rolled 18 on damage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what I was. I subtract the number from the creature's roll.
Yeah. So you get a 16.
Yes.
Brilliant. Basically, from the center of the room, this figure just sort of blows you all back out, and you all sort of slam up against the pergola, slam up against sort of the sharp sort of interior shape of this dome.
I want to be like doing the anime thing where
you
getting like
Naruto,
and like blows up and they just stand there.
I think you Naruto run against the wind.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, for Dola, it would be something to the effect of.
Yeah, Nandayo, your turn.
Yeah, I know. All I can do is physical attacks because I'm fucking rogue. Let's do the
turn.
I'm gonna shoot him.
It's a fighter roll.
I'm gonna swashbuckling around. So I'm just gonna shoot him.
Is that a
yeah, say, point me in the right direction, son!
Hard starboard, I say.
And I wink my eye.
Is that piercing damage?
Yes.
Oh. It has resistance, but not immunity.
That's a fine. And 18.
18?
Yes. It's 2d6.
Brilliant. Okay, hits.
Plus 2. 9, 11 piercing. So I just like whip out my Glock and just.
Brilliant. Okay.
Just like I used to do. Pirates. No, not that kind of
no,
pirate.
It's more like.
It's more like.
No, it's more like in Cowboy Bebop when people shoot each other.
Right,
this is an anime based character.
There.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank
that's
you.
Please.
That's not
funny. That's not funny.
Okay, sorry, I'm done being crazy. What just happened?
I hit 11 damage. I hit you with 11 damage.
But what? How does it work with resistance, though?
If I have
resistance. Okay. So I have resistance to piercing.
Okay, so you take 5 damage.
Well, now we know that.
Brilliant. 80.
See?
Phoebe, your turn.
Okay, can I have a question?
Yeah. Harry Potter.
But I just want everyone here to know that I'm going to offer to heal somebody else, and you should tell me to heal myself, okay?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Did you literally say those words?
No, that's me. Okay, now I'm going to be Bobby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Does anybody need a cure wound?
I'm not a great shit, but how are you, Bobby?
I'm fine.
Just heal yourself, son.
Are you
fine?
Just
heal yourself.
Okay, I touch myself.
Don't have a grunt for that.
Bobby's
I don't have a grunt, Bobby.
Bobby heals himself by exploring puberty.
How much I do again?
I don't know how it works.
I've never explored myself before.
1d8 plus 2.
So Bobby heals himself through masturbation.
I'm very excited to see if Bobby can
heal himself.
Bobby!
Bobby! Bobby!
Bobby! Bobby! Bobby!
I'm glad that none of us can see anything.
I healed myself before. So I'm still in dark shape, everybody.
My turn, yes?
It sure is.
Alright. I meant to do it before. I fucked up on it. Should I find this way? Now all of you will see what I see. I say. And I cast Fairy Fire. The spell that within a range of up to 60 feet illuminates the target. Outline of light.
Oh.
Everyone who sees it gains not only normal attack but advantage.
Wow.
So now you all have advantage.
Guys, we're done.
I think
That's what it is.
Yeah. So now
we all right.
Are you sure? That doesn't sound like a real rule.
It's totally the rule.
Okay.
No, you don't need to look it up. It's the rule.
Alright, then it's all back to normal.
So all of a sudden, you see the outline of Marpheim. Oh shit. You see the outline of Marpheim, and you get to hear his sonorous cries.
And he looks true to his glyph.
Yes.
And with my bard feature, I'm going to inspire because I'm last and you're first.
Okay.
So I'm gonna give you an inspiration point.
Keep in mind, fairy fire is a constant.
Just so. Okay, you have a bonus 1d6.
There you go.
So, I guess
it's a 1. Yeah, I recorded your mom last time.
She's a wonderful. I'm recording that as a good one.
Do I have a bonus action?
Yeah.
Okay,
No.
Okay, then as a bonus action, oh, great. That's a bonus action, Fuck, I actually don't have anything. My bad.
Okay.
I'll have
wait till you're not doing fairy fire.
No, I
you did that.
Oh.
You just want to get a bonus action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Eddie, your turn.
Sorry, I called you a real life. I chose a candle when I wanted that. Need later. And then I. To something.
Marpheim.
Thank you, Marpheim. I say, all right, fucking let's dance. And I, as my bonus action, cast Shadow Blade. I pull out my wand, and from it extends like this magical bullshit lightsaber type thing, like a long thin needle. I've got this magic-y sword now.
Wow, we were.
And dim light.
You are what's now you're now in normal lighting.
Yeah, I'm also illuminating the outline of this spell.
But if it were dim lighting.
It's dim.
But
it's pretty dim. Well then I won't make it dim at all.
Right.
It's brighter than you can ever see.
Alright. I say alright, fuck off. It's an eye attack.
And you take your little lightsaber and swingy swing swing and floppity flip flop. Yeah. With a
great, the saber goes fast.
The saber is as fast as the day is long. And the, as the.
Wait.
Oh, that's true. Then it hits.
Hey!
Yeah, that hits. Brilliant!
So I'm gonna roll Shadow Blade, means I roll 2d8 plus the d6 from Absorb Elements.
There you go.
7, 10, 14.
Hey, there we go.
Christ, though. Brilliant. Okay. Alright. So one of his horns sort of begins to glow, and it's not like you can cut a shape that has no dimension. It's like you cut through it, and the cut is there, but the damage is obvious. Okay, 14. Yes. Yes. Gorgeous. All right, Shelby, your turn.
All right. So, Tiffany, I'm going to cast Phantasmal Force of... And Tiffany, she... sort of does a come hither motion to like somewhere behind her.
Ooh.
And off of a group of fantasy, like hooligan teenagers start to come marching out, and they start to approach the cow, and they all gather over and kick it.
Yes!
Christ.
But a phantasm, a phantasm is reality that it can. A creature can. If it's something of the phantasm, it can take damage from the illusion.
Oh wow.
And so, each round of your turn, the phantasm can deal 1d6 psychic damage to the target if it is in the phantasm's area or within 5 feet of it. So, the illusion is a creature of hazard that could logically deal damage by attacking, and my version of attacking is tipping the cow.
Nice.
But all of them push, I guess, like 4 damage. So, would that be like over and over each time, or is it just like 1d6?
I would say that's 1d6. And is that bludgeoning damage?
I was thinking that, or like force, or like.
Probably bludgeoning, right?
Yeah, tipping the cow.
Okay, so then it's still happening. It's happening, it exists.
I would say
it's
walking
on the
force.
Oh, wait, did it? Then it's force damage.
I don't know.
I'll call that force.
He's still in the past.
Wait, are you this the d6?
Yeah. It's like the regular dice, the cube.
Oh, that's d6.
Yeah. Wow, brilliant. All that's right. Funny. Great. And so you managed to tip the cow over.
Does that mean
it's not prone, it is just sort of flipped to the side because it's merely a shape in the concept rather than a real cow.
We're fighting a concept.
Yes, exactly.
What a concept.
That seemed to be every day of my life. Brilliant. The cow, having been tipped.
Wait, so how much damage was that? Sorry.
Looks to the last two people who hit it with a sort of cowish sense of rage and rolls. Did Pete just hit someone?
No,
he was gonna.
He's racist. The cow sticks, rears one of its horns back and sort of gears forward to try to hit. I was that Gert, when they're gone. To try to hit Tiffany with a 15.
Would that hit? What's your armor class?
I'm 13.
Brilliant. Okay.
Damn it.
Okay.
That's
5, 9. 14 damage.
Well, I'm dead.
You're dead. Well, all of a sudden, one of its horns sort of.
You can make a death save.
Well,
to be stasis. Yeah.
Oh
my god, Tiffany,
can you heal her? Well, yeah, you can just roll a saving
throw. I can't.
Wait, so it hits for 4 damage?
You don't have any claims, but if you want to spell out that someone from above 0 points counts as stabilizing the endless and death.
And then it also attacks Eddie as well.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so it just rolls to hit, and it got a nat 20.
Oh,
who is that?
That's Harry. So okay. I was going to cast shield, but that ain't going to do shit against the nat 20, so I'm about to die too.
Oh, did you buzz him? You got a buzz.
Oh. Wait, why can't I?
That's not time.
Where is my?
Shit, I'm about to die too, guys.
Well,
that was a bad time.
Wait, how long?
The thing is, I'm so easy to AC when I'm singing. Your spell DC goes spells, and that's it.
Your save.
And the spell attacks you use the plus 5.
Where did you go?
The thing is, my spells are good. When I'm
late singing,
I have crazy good AC, and that just doesn't
happen. That was on the recorder. You should have called them.
So, here we go. Okay. That is a 7, 4,
it was
plus 5. So, 16 times 32.
That would have killed me if I were to
So the horns sort of ram through Teddy's chest and hurl him off the side.
I think we're supposed to
Let's move on to listen to Ben. So basically, You're dead. Anyway, now it's Vicky's turn.
We're dying. We are unconscious. Is the technical.
Yeah,
you'll have to. All right.
Sorry, I'm trying to,
does it go negative, or am I just at zero?
Can I ask
Jovan to use the book to heal?
The book doesn't heal people.
But can they learn a spell that can heal?
Can he, like, learn it right now? No.
We gotta start buying potions next
time. Oh no, fuck.
He's a cleric.
Oh, you are a cleric?
He's like a cleric
plus one. Alright, can I see if my other turn to Jovan?
Jovan, heal!
Can you do that?
Yeah.
Sure.
In that case, I cast Cure Wounds.
They're both dead.
It's really
hard.
No, it's not at all. I cast it on my actual friend. I'm just making sure. Like, I can't set the highest effect possible. Alright, so it's 2D.
Don't worry, the sense, I can't handle this computer.
5 health.
It was like a cloud city filled with licorice people.
And you sing the song that you heard when you were there.
And the licorice people said,
so now it is your turn, but you're dead, so it's your first death saving throw, right?
Mm-hmm. Make a throw, baby.
I'm gonna get above 10,
and
that's an 18, so
yeah. Alright, so we see one eyeball swipe open. Shelby, it's your turn. Oh! Wait a minute, I feel like we skipped Bobby and Mickey's turn. Well then, how did you...
Oh, okay, sorry. Now it's actually Bobby's turn.
I was confused.
And then it'll be my turn again.
Yeah. At least that didn't happen.
Your turn.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was confused.
After the song, it took a moment.
Okay, I'm gonna heal Job and Teddy.
Because it sounds like Jubal, even though Teddy is like Eddie, it's confusing. I don't know why I'm so confused.
Okay, guys.
Job and
Jubal.
6 HP. I'm no longer on top.
So I feel weird.
Yes.
And the rain's a big
number. And in that turn, I am going to go ahead and call out to my Sarpax consciousness and cast Shatter.
Whoa!
Oh, fuck! Don't leave
the house!
Somebody just says, I have deja vu.
Which, yeah, Stephanie probably has.
So we'll find the urge to find her old hood.
Okay, so
Brent,
then you take 3
damage.
Oh
boy.
Fuck yeah.
Which were more, but you got 6. Ooh, 6 damage. I concentrate on your heart, though, I will say, because I alone can see not just the outline of you, but you.
Oh, wow.
And I can see your
about whether my raccoon can participate in combat.
He sure can.
Really? Can he do so this turn? Yes. Alright, my raccoon, Professor Noodle, is going to leap from my backpack and do what is called a held action, which has him give me advantage on attack rolls against the...
So, why do you really start to cheer you?
Well, if it were... So I homebrewed the raccoon. If this were an owl, it would be like swooping down and getting up in a person's face and like fucking them up. Yeah, he's a mix between the owl and the weasel.
Why and the owl when you didn't make an owl?
Because I...
Yeah.
It's DM's discretion, but basically there's a thing that random actions I know you can do to give advantage on the rule. Teddy says, I'm sick and tired of being bested by these motherfuckers I've worked hard on. And Teddy
doesn't believe in affirmative action.
No. Teddy's a libertarian.
Take it.
He's a positive.
Expunged from the record.
No, please not. Alright, Teddy casts Shadow Blade again, and casts Booming Blade, rolls to hit, and that one is a 22.
How are you getting 22s in
there? I rolled a 17, and my spell attack bonus is 5.
Alright, so that's
awesome. Yay. So that basically does the same damage as a attack bonus, which is 2D. 8, 3, 6, and I add 3 to that, so 9. And if you move away from your turn, and on your turn, you take 1d8 damage. So, I don't really know what that's meant to do for you, because like that doesn't matter. Spell attack is whenever a spell in the description says that you need to like roll an attack to hit with it. So if you were to use like chromatic orb, which is throwing a magic bullshit at an enemy, you would roll to attack it with it. Add plus 5 to whatever you roll with the d20. The spell save means badass roll, basically.
Can I do this thing I did before again?
I'm so excited about it. Someone's gonna be gone.
Can I do a spell that I did before?
If you bring, if you have enough slots,
I do definitely. Yeah, it's level 1.
Yeah.
I do the dissonant whispers thing again, and then right. So you need to make a wisdom save throw.
So now you just take. Have 3d6 damage.
That still doesn't. But was half of 15? 7? You would have taken 15 damage.
Oh, wow, we were. Okay, brilliant. So,
The Danny Phantom comes out of my mouth again.
Oh, shit. We certainly don't know that.
Goes into your ears.
I am going to turn towards Bobby. And I'm going to roll it. I got 3.
Yay.
So that misses.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to roll towards Dola.
Alright.
I got a 6. Shit. Alright, that misses. So I take 2 of my horns.
Don't you take 1d8?
I don't move, I just, from where I'm at, my range is 60 feet.
Oh, word. Okay.
So I sort of shoot both my horns off, but then I miss. Okay, it is Vicky's turn.
Okay.
I'm going to throw my 2 daggers into the eyes.
Whoa.
So there's 2 daggers. Should I roll them separately or together?
Roll them separately.
Okay. So the first one is a 10.
Yes.
The second one is a 12. Yes. But, so Dola takes 2 knives out of her boots, the shittiest knives in her collection.
I'm just gonna jerk off
the corner and just sort of check to see what happens to the last
one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay,
that's
not like.
Is the spell
that I'm going to
Five.
What's his body?
I just was trying to
figure it out. What are you at?
How's your body work?
Got it. Yeah, I'm good. I'm a tank.
It's 2d8 plus my spellcasting ability modifier.
Okay. Bobby, how much did you heal yourself for?
Is that still a 10?
No. Spelled.
Yeah, what do you think?
I'm sorry, I was reading a spell. What?
No. He's rolling. Here.
Which one? I'm doing my plus my spell attack, which is that.
Oh. Oh my god. Thank you.
Yes.
I don't understand what's happening.
I'll tell you about it later.
Okay.
You.
No.
It's 14. Tell me this is not a riot.
If it's a rush of morphine to my blood system, I'm confused.
Oh, God.
I'm confused, too.
All right.
We didn't talk about this
stuff. I'm going through changes.
In your life?
I think I heard some music just now.
I'm just trying to clean my ukulele.
And the last bonus feat, like I always do bonus feat. The bonus feat that I do. Healing spell is first level heal an additional plus 2 spell levels. So actually, you get 6 now.
Oh my god!
Wow.
Yeah.
You got mad heals. You guys, all you fuckers ever do is heal each other. The first time I ever play a character that's actually hard for you to fight, you're like, what are we gonna do? And you all heal each other in one turn. It's like you're gonna be like on this big villain.
I still have 5 health, just to let everyone know.
And your raccoon is still soon to be my food.
great, and as a bonus action, I call on, it says that I have a holy symbol, but I've never had one, so when I reach out my hand, the Ocean Winder goes from whoever has it into my hand.
From me.
And a blank card.
That has a picture of Mark Heim's face on it, but just his horns and his upper eye.
Yeah.
And a light sort of transference from Mark Heim to the back of this card sort of begins to go into this.
Oh my god, your card got
Jovan is now inaccessible for the rest of the battle, and the only thing he hears in his head is this. Waiting to play their fucking theme. Oh god. I don't even like that show.
Let's all listen to
it. So Jovan is fully out of contact with the rest of the battle. He's off the map for the rest of the game. It's now your turn.
Oh,
also do something that looks like something that
do I perceive this as heading, like, am I noticing
that? I think you can see it, but you can see that Jovan is sort of just, like, rolling the eyes roll back in this guy kind of chapter.
Alright, so, as far as I know, Jovan's just having a strike. Yeah, I'm going to try something and cast Suggestion on this thing, and say, hey, instead of fighting about whatever's happening, why don't we talk? I know a lot of stuff.
As always, much like when one swings their finger through the air, nothing happens.
You have to make a wisdom saving
throw. Oh, right, because it's Suggestion.
Yes.
Where's my 20?
I suggest that we stop fighting.
Harry pointed to that reason. Closer to you.
The magic words.
It's right between your book and your computer.
Oh. You have to roll above a 13.
Oh, yeah. So what happens if you do that, though? In combat?
On a fail save.
I had Suggestion last time, and I never use it in combat.
It pursues the course of action you describe to the best of its ability. Suggested course of action can continue for the entire duration of the spell, which is 8 hours. If a suggested activity can be completed in a shorter time, the spell ends when the subject finishes what it is asked to do. It can't do anything that's suicidal. It can't, like, throw itself on a spear.
5e really learned its players.
He really did. So, what was your suggestion?
Because people would be like,
oh,
you know.
Oh, well, yeah.
What was your suggestion?
That we stop talking and talk about, or we stop fighting and talk about whatever happens is happening here.
Shout out to the panel of, what do you call them, Spud?